Hello and welcome to another week of singing on the Adoration Songbook. My name is Paul Lusher with the Center for Church Music in Grand Haven, Michigan. Today we sing a confident hymn of faith and courage, He Leadeth Me. I've told this story before, but listen again to the words of Dr. Joseph Gilmore, who as a young seminary graduate was to speak at the First Baptist Church of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on March 26, 1862. Dr. Gilmore writes, "I had intended to give the people an exposition of the 23rd Psalm, but I did not get further than the words, He leadeth me. Those words took hold of me as they never had before. My original message was forgotten as I saw in the words a significance of which I had never dreamed. For it was the darkest hour of the Civil War. I did not refer to that fact, that is, I don't think I did, but it may subconsciously have led me to realize that God's leadership is the one significant fact of human experience and that it makes no difference how we're led or where we're led, so long as we are sure God is leading us." At the close of the service, during a conversation with friends, I hurriedly wrote the words to the hymn on the back of the sermon that I had intended to give. I then handed it to my wife and thought about it no more. The story continues because, unknown to him, she submitted the hymn to a paper in Boston. This remarkable story concludes in Dr. Gilmore's own words. "I did not know that my hymn had been set to music by William Bradbury until I went to Rochester to preach as a candidate before the Second Baptist Church. Going into their chapel, I picked up a hymnal thinking, I wonder what they're singing here. To my amazement, the book opened up to my own hymn, He Leadeth Me.
And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, in death's cold grave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be,
One of the very best ways to begin the new year is to make the decision to sing a hymn every day. And a great help to your singing will be to sing with one of our CDs, Great Hymns of the Faith. Now, along with each CD, we have included a personal hymnal that contains all of the words and music for each powerful hymn. I know of no better prescription for 2013 than to first read God's Word and then sing a great hymn of the faith. You can order a copy of one of our CDs on the website, songsandhymns.org, or call us at 800-587-5780.